Little mama likes to blow, but she blowing on when the road up, it's road up, and she's blowing. And she love to play the doctor role, got the medical, she give me physical. She be so paranoid after we be up in the zone. She be like, you better not hit the joint. My little mama got killed, got bombed, let me blow it in the mouth, shotgun. It's the coldest.
Who?
North Star.
Now see, earlier I was talking to my nigga Dennis, right? That's the Menace Minneapolis, okay? And he happened to tell me that I can't do it for the streets no more. I laughed. I said, you know what? Blaze the Kush. I'ma do that.
It's gotta be the dodo if I'm blowing. Train wreck, triple OG, sour a purple. It's gotta be the sticky, get with no seat. That blue dream, roll bottle G. My little mama likes to blow, but she blowing. And when I rolled up, it's rolled up and she's blowing. And she let her play the doctor role. I got the medical, she give me physical. She be so paranoid after we be up in the zone. She be like, you better not hit another tone. My little mama got killed, got bombed. Let me blow it in the mouth, shotgun. I got the freak in the love. I can never hit another, I'm already gone.
Now you know what it is.
Know what it is.
Code.
Ain't nobody.
No, stop.
The code.
Yeah, mama.
Still I am the number one backbreaker, I'm the man. I be off that headband, he like a terrorist Taliban. She Al-Qaeda, so I raid her. I put the wolf on the 36 chambers. I put the bass on the kitty, I bang her. I treat the kitty like the cushion, I blazed her. Yeah, I lit it up, then I got the munchies and ate it up. Now we all cuddled up. This my new thing and I call it fuck love. So she fucking like a porn star crazy. Then you love her like forever my lady.
You gotta get it done.
Whatever. With one hit, you might go.
Go ahead, K Diddy. Go ahead.
Wake yourself up. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is K Dizzle, Elixir of Love, along with my boy Pretty Tony, and you are listening to Canna Player Play.
Live every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Y'all know how we roll. www.worldsmovement.com, official sponsors of the show. We want to make sure we give mad love to the folks over there at the Independent Entertainment Showcase coming up August 1st down there in Killer Cali, Universal City. Check it out. I don't have the website in front of me right now, but we look forward to seeing everybody out there. You know, World Movement will definitely be representing. So any one of the fans out there that want to come out, get to know Pretty Tony, okay, Diddy, come check out the showcase. Like I said, World Movement Records will be in full effect up in there. You just heard one of the artists, young man by the name of North Star, you know what I mean, trying to do that Killer Cali Kush situation for you with some help from Dr. Dre and Akon and stuff. What's good, y'all? You know how we come through here, talk about life, love, politics, religion, whatever entails we're all going through. That's what we represent here in Canna Player Play. We're glad to have you. Glad you showed up. And I got to tell y'all, I want to thank everybody. The month of July has been a historic month for Canna Player Play. We've had our listenership. We've done our biggest numbers in the history of the show for the month of July, which is about to conclude, and I want to thank each and every one of you. We are humble. K. Diddy always likes to throw it up in my face, but I always say I. But, you know, I'm just representing, and he can just go on and say what he needs to say. So today I'm working on the word we. He keeps telling me I need to be more French. So we, ooh la la, ah we, over here, greatly appreciate you. Y'all, the listenership of the show has gone up not even tenfold. I mean like 15-fold. It is crazy how many of y'all are tuning in to listen to K. Diddy and I's Madness. So I hope we're having a positive effect on somebody's life, whether we're talking about relationships, religion, politics, if we just clowning and we brought you a laugh, or you hate us. Thank you for tuning in. We don't care. We take it anywhere we can get it. Ain't that right, K. Diddy?
Yes, sirree.
So as we roll on today, being that political season is in full bloom and full swing, we're talking a little bit of politics today. We're talking about Obama, so all you Obama haters and lovers, and we're talking about Mr. Romney. You know, call in and say whatever you want to say. I want to start the show off, you know what I mean, by saying something about some of the freedoms we take for granted in this country. One man, one vote. It's something very important and very dear to me because I am the product of immigrants, and I understand the struggles of people in other countries that are dying right now, today. Go on the internet, look it up, because they want the right to vote. You're having people who are getting bombed right now in Syria because they want the freedom to speak and to say the direction that their country is going in. The Arab Spring just occurred in countries like Egypt, where people want the right to one man, one vote. Please, I know they have lulled us to sleep and made us lazy and made us believe that they have atoned for the ills that they have done in this country. But America, even at her flawed, is still one of the few countries in the world where you still have the right to vote, even though they're trying to pass all sort of intimidating voter ID laws. Nonetheless,
you know, Tony, I think where they've really been most successful at, they've been most successful at making people think that their vote don't count.
Yes, sir.
You know, and if you look at the numbers, man, if everybody, and I know just by the few people that I come in contact and I talk to, they're like, well, what am I going to do that, man? It ain't going to make no difference. Okay. Now, if you got millions of people with that attitude, you know what I mean? Millions of people with that attitude. So it's easy for people to pass into law what they want because they have no opposition. They're dealing with ignorance.
Absolutely. And so what they've done is they have lulled the sleeping giant to sleep. They have lulled the sleeping giant to sleep. Now, the direction of this country is based upon what we, the majority, would like it to be. And now, before, I was trying to make the point that America, even with her flaws, and even with her psychological warfare, because even though they're not bombing us, even though they're not going to the extremes like other dictators and other countries go to suppress the vote, trust me, they're engaged in psychological warfare. The biggest weapon that you have in this country is propaganda. The tell lie vision. I will say it again. The tell lie vision, where people get on there and they bombard with these misleading ads. They pay millions and millions of dollars to saturate you night and day with images of what they want their reality to be, not our reality. So even though we don't have rockets landing in our house, and by the way, I want to say my heart goes out to the people in right now. My heart goes out to the people in southern Sudan who want their freedom to vote. I want to make sure, expand your global horizons, ladies and gentlemen. That is what Playerology is all about, expanding our horizons as brothers and sisters. But I digress. We are engaged in psychological warfare with sound bites, where I can put a string of sound bites together and make you believe anything as we sit and consume nonsense on TV. The direction this country has gone in, the pit that we are now lodged in, is caused because we, the people, took our hands off the steering wheel, and the federal government and the bureaucrats up there on the wonderful, pretty steps of Capitol Hill drove this damn country into the Grand Canyon with crazy deregulation. Like somebody will tell you, oh, the EPA doesn't need to be as strong as it should be. Why? Years ago, you had parts of the country where you could put a match in a river and the doggone river would catch on fire because nobody was regulating the blasted companies that were spewing poison into our water. The FDA has been weakened. Open out your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. This election, and as with any election, is all about what direction we want this country to go in. I'm not telling you who to vote for.
And people don't even take us far enough to think the same contaminated waters make its way into the food, the fruits, the vegetables, the food chains, and people talking about all these foreign diseases and outbreaks of different things. You know, where did that come, man? You're being attacked from a molecular level.
Oh, my brother, we shining on him today. We shining on 41,260 people, can't be wrong. Matter of fact, before we go any further, when you listen to us, tell a friend and have a friend. Our goal for this year is 100,000 listenership. We're almost halfway there. That was the goal at the beginning of this year, and y'all are just pushing us right along. 41,260, y'all. Oh, man, that gives me goosebumps. I feel like a preacher on the pulpit, and I'm about to deliver my sermon. Now, for you out there who say, well, my vote don't count, well, then, if that is the way you feel, please don't let yourself be complaining when you see things going on, because that is your only weapon at this point.
I even got a suggestion for them, T. Since you don't feel like your vote don't count, then just vote however I want you to vote. It's better than voting no way at all. How about that?
There you go. For all of you out there that are lost, confused in this moment, and you're not sure how who to vote for, I'll let K. Diddy, even though I think he's suspect too, but you know.
I'll even rise it up a little bit more. They don't even have to talk to me. They can talk to you too. But voting for something is better than voting for nothing, is my point.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? God didn't make no perfect people. Yeah, we're prone to make mistakes, but we also was given a brain to learn from the mistakes that we made in order to move forward and be productive. So the people that think they vote don't count, yeah, that's what they want y'all dumbasses to believe, okay?
Your vote really counts, especially in elections that are looking like they're going to be really tight. When you got millionaires and billionaires, you know, and these super PACs dumping billions and millions of dollars into not just one campaign, but anybody's campaign, we are most assuredly floating in dangerous water, my people, where the vote can be bought.
They still talking about pumping in water from other companies, and they have been having desalination plants forever. What's all that about? Just so y'all could go buy bottles in the store to look cool because you got a bottle of water in plastic? You don't know where that shit came from either.
There you go. The earth is 75% water. That's how I leave that alone. We have the technology. We have the technology. I personally feel as though, because you see, I operate from a global perspective. There was a time when I was just a child of the ghetto, and I operated from an urban ghetto standpoint, but I've expanded my horizons to operate from a global perspective. I see no borders, nor do I see any colors. I love you as you love me. But if you step to me wrong, I will knock your ass out. But that's neither here nor there. We are members of a global society, ladies and gentlemen. The technology, the wherewithal is available to make life better for this entire planet. I personally do not feel that one person upon the face of God's green earth should be starving right now as we speak, when we are capable of producing food to nurture and nourish them. There should not be one thirsty child upon the face of this planet when we have gigantic waterfalls all over, oceans and rivers and lakes that would take thousands of years for us to consume. The technology is available. If you don't have to believe me, I am just a messenger. Go out and do the research and you will see the wonderful technologies available to us. They have technologies now where they can literally take the most muddy, dirty water you've seen and drop things in them, and within 60 seconds, that same water is fully treatable and consumable. You don't have to believe me. Go out and read for yourself, as I have.
Hey, man, I want to throw a grenade out there right about now. I want our listeners to call in. You know, that's what I want. Listeners, call in 646-929-2870. What I want to know is, how many of y'all think Obama's doing a really good job and you're going to vote for him, or that you just voting for him because he's a black man, or do you think Romney can really fix some shit? That's what I want to know.
And if you're in the chat room, make sure you got the chat room up and running, my brother. 646-929-2870 is the call-in number. And for all our wonderful people who listen to us in our archives, which is by the thousands, this is predominantly where y'all listen to us. When you listen to us in the archives and you come up with your theory, hit us up, lamont@worldmovement.com, or you can hit me up, prettytonylv@gmail.com. We always glad to hear from you. You know, who you think could make a better president, Romney or Obama? Hell, I think Hillary, but that's just my own personal opinion.
I don't know. I might roll with you on that, buddy, because I'm still trying to figure out how we're paying these old high gas prices, man. I'm still not trying to figure that one out, man.
Hey,
I mean,
watch the game, though. Watch the game. Compared to 6 months ago, are gas prices as high as they were 6 months ago? They have been a steady decline. It's all part of the political landscape. It is all part of the games. Learn from it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we want to take this moment in the show to thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovement.com. Check out World Movement Records. Check out World Movement Publishing. And, of course, make sure you pick up your copies of the book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? Play Your Ology or Play a Step Your Game Up by Yours Truly, available on Amazon. Just Google it, baby, and it pops up everywhere. Hey, Diddy, while
yes,
we're waiting, and I want to take a quick little cognac break, hit him with some kind of funk, brother. Let's take a quick little musical interlude, and once again, we want to thank y'all so much.
Here we go, coming at you.
Keeping it real.
Stop for gas, beat my horn for a hoochie with a proper ass. It ain't easy, that's my
my model, drinking Tangerine straight out the bottle. Everybody wanna know if I'm insane. My baby mama got a mind full of silly games, and all the drama got me stressing like I'm hopeless. I can't cope, me and the homies smoking roaches, cause we grow late night, hanging out till the sunrise, getting high, watching the cops roll by. It ain't easy. That's right. I can't sleep, niggas plotting on me, kill me while I'm dreaming, wake up sweating and screaming, cause I can hear them suckers screaming, probably paranoid. The problem is the punk fanny plaza, a brother bites a bullet, open fire, and I thought I wonder why, the way it is, even now, looking out for these killer kids, if they ground Bill Clinton, can you recognize a nigga representing, doing 20 to life, just saying quick and getting calls from my nigga Mike Tyson, ain't nothing nice, your pops do something righteous with your life, and even though you innocent, you still a nigga, so they think I'd rather have behind bars and triggers, but I'ma hold you down, holla thug life, licking shots till I see my niggas free on the block.
Shout out, rest in peace to my man Tupac. A lot of y'all really did not get the message that was encoded in his music. It wasn't just, it was much more than about thug life. He was trying to shine some light upon the darkness of the urban male and our struggles that we go through every day. A lot of people can't relate to that saying, you know what I mean? It ain't easy Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? Most people don't live with thoughts like that, but growing up in our circumstance, that's an everyday thought, an everyday occurrence, because that is also a weapon of mass incarceration right there that they have dropped upon the urban male. You have millions of black, brown, and Asian brothers out there who can't vote because of their felonious activities. But when you have not been presented with a great deal of opportunity so that you can better yourself, you know, politicians, once again, coming back to this whole electoral debate, politicians sit up on the Capitol Hill and they make decisions and they hand them down and they affect each and every one of our lives on a different, on so many different levels. One man, one vote. I can't preach it enough to y'all. Over the next couple of weeks and months, can a player is going to make sure we drive home the fact that get out there and vote. Not going to tell you who to vote for, but get out there and vote. Because decisions that they make trickle its way all the way down. It does not change their lifestyle. They still know where their next filet mignon or Peking duck is coming from. Most people I grew up with know very well about top ramen with ketchup in it and cut up hot dogs. That is what most people's version of soup is in the ghetto. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a struggle out here. Get out here and exercise your right to vote. That's what we're talking about today. Now, on one hand, we have Mr. Obama, who presents himself as the everyday man, got to be, you know, paying back student loans and such. On the other hand, we have a plutocrat born with not a, you know, I laugh when I hear people say he was born with a silver spoon. No, you idiots, he was born with a platinum spoon. His father and himself, they did what they had to do. I don't knock Mr. Romney's bitches. Because given the opportunities that he had and we had, and we would have executed in the same manner, business is business. That robbed him of the experience necessary to relate to the everyday man. Maybe, maybe not. Are you just voting for Mr. Obama because he's black? And I need to tell you good people out there something. Mr. Obama is of mixed race. He is the true definition of African-American. I think I heard K. Diddy say a couple of weeks ago that, you know, he don't know none of his African ancestry. Last he checked, all his kinfolk came from down south. So he don't know nothing about being black or African-American. He's just other. But Mr. Obama embodies the true definition of African-American. Ladies and gentlemen, the tree has been driven into the Grand Canyon, and it's going to take a measure of rolling our sleeves up. The haves and the have-nots have to learn to coincide and exist. There's no way, like Mr. Warren Buffett says, that his secretary should be paying more taxes than him. How is this even possible?
He got a better accountant.
And these are the things that we need to be asking ourselves. Don't be deceived by the misleading television ads and the sound bites and the propaganda and the rattling the sabers over here to distract you so you're not looking at the real issues that affect this country. One of the first and premier things us adults need to be looking at. Because when you become an adult, your time has sort of kind of passed. And if you have kids and grandkids, that's something that's been lost in us, is the word legacy. What legacy are we leaving behind for our children? First and foremost, what we need to address is our education system that is in the toilet. As a matter of fact, it is not even in the toilet anymore. it has officially taken itself all the way down into the sewers. Without educating future generations, there will not be a country that shines bright upon the oceans of the world. The next thing we need to address is this mass incarceration and basic enslavement of our children, of my friends, our brothers and sisters. They get you into the penal system and you're going to make license plates and work in other industries and get paid a dollar a day. And they say, well, this is a good thing. Industry benefits and you're learning a new trade. I completely agree with that. But we are not in Taiwan. We are not in Thailand. We are not in China, and I don't even agree with it over there, but I can't speak for over there. I can only speak for where I am at this moment, which is the United States of America. If you want to rehabilitate a young man or woman who's incarcerated, I am all for it. If you want to teach them a technical skill, you want to teach them something that that can sustain and better their life, I am for it. But to pay that child a dollar a day is blasted slavery. Any way you cut it, any way you want to look at it, any way you want to sugarcoat it, it is slavery. Now, I'm not saying pay them what somebody who's free and worked hard to get a position should get. But I definitely think the books need to be examined because that corporation is not only turning a profit. They're getting massive federal tax write-offs for having their programs in the prisons and having prisoners do their work. They are making millions, if not billions, of dollars. You don't have to believe your boy, Pretty Tony. Go and do the research for yourself. Hey, Diddy, enlighten them about what's one of the biggest businesses in the world right now?
Oh, prison industries. Prison industries. That's why they keep building them, and that's why they keep making furniture. The armed forces, they have dairies. They have all kind of stuff, man. They make produce, meats, you know, and all those places are manned by inmates. You know, they don't pay those labor charges, man. So it's big, big business. That's why they keep trying to lock y'all up, because they make more money with you locked up than they do on the street.
Absolutely. Go do the research. We're just trying to give y'all a little bit of game. That's what Playology is about. We're just trying to give you a little bit of game out there to open your eyes and see what's going on around us. And like I said, advocates are going to say, well, we're teaching them. Yes, and we agree. And I'm glad the brother and the sister are learning a tool and a skill and a trade that they can, when they become free, they can take elsewhere. But if that is the truth,
I'm just saying, I just prefer to be known as a knowledge sharer. And that's what we do, really, here. We try to give you guys the tools you need to go do the research, come with your own conclusions. And I say that because sometimes teachers teach misinformation because their information is only based on their knowledge base. But if we give you the tools that you need to go do the research and come up with your own answers, your own conclusions, that's more powerful.
Well spoken, my dear colleague. Well spoken. Do you have any great coupon?
No, but you could say that came from Dr. K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love.
Oh, is that the new name? Is that the new name, sir?
I haven't done an official release yet. That was just a soft mention.
ladies and gentlemen, my esteemed colleague, Dr. K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love. But he did make a wonderful point. We want you to go out and research. We want you to read. I want you to call and you find something that I've said in error and pull my whole card. Be like, hey, Pretty Tony.
Absolutely, because even at that point, we have succeeded in our goal to create a thought process so you will not continue to walk around like the living dead.
Absolutely. Can a play play live, rolling on. Just out here trying to lay it out a little bit.
Can we do a station ID right quick? Hold on, good folks. We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. You know, I keep it locked every Sunday to Channel Players Play, hosted by my man, K. Diddy, and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing and keep it funky and keep it locked. Channel Players Play.
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the Mac.
Y'all, some of them don't know how to act, but you didn't hear it from me. Tony said it.
Thanks for throwing me on the bus. It's greatly appreciated. Shout out to my man, J.R. Perry. Hope you, all is well with you, brother. Love is what we're about on this show. Earlier, I was just presenting my blueprint of the things that are of concern to me. Your concerns might be different than mine. But like I said, I try to look at life from a global perspective, and I try to look at life from a perspective of what is it I'm leaving behind for my children and my grandchildren. And from the side of the fence that I'm standing on, I think mass incarceration has served no purpose more than to be a breeding ground for criminals, especially when we're not in the business of educating. If I take you in, and I teach you nothing. It's sort of like a baby. If I have a baby that is given to me, and I spend 5 years with this child, and I teach this child nothing, when I give that child back to you after 5 years, that child is going to be exactly the way it was as day one when you handed it to me. And these are our children. These are our brothers and sisters, some that have truly made mistakes, some that have been innocently locked up, some that deserve to be locked up. Because I don't have time to front on you. I've come across people in my life who, they deserve to be locked up. They didn't have any good in their heart. They had no good intentions. They had nothing productive that they wanted to do with society. They had nothing productive they wanted to do with their life. Their only intent was committing evil. People don't like when I said, but you can't tell me. I've lived this. So whatever rose-colored environment you grew up in, trust me. I've had friends who their every breathing minute of every day was dedicated towards the committing of a crime. Words like education and jobs and love and family and all that meant nothing to them. These people are real.
What's on the agenda?
Go ahead, sir.
What's on the agenda? What's the topic today?
Today we're discussing politics, my dear friend, and the direction that this country is going in, and we're encouraging people to get out and vote. I'm presenting my point of view of the concerns that I have, and we're encouraging people to call in and present what is their vision of the country. Whether they Obama hater or lover, or Romney hater or lover, we're encouraging one man, one vote. Don't take it for granted. We want people out there getting out there to vote, and we're also letting people know that the tell lie vision and the propaganda machine and the sound bites and the media blitzes are all designed to be deceptive and take you away from what exactly these elections are about. I am assuming that this is the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee.
You assume right. Mm-hmm.
Being the libertarian that you are, sir, the only weapon we have to fight against...
This should be interesting.
You bet it is.
And so, one man, one vote. What is your blueprint of what you think this nation should be, Joe? And, you know, don't bite your tongue, because we all know you over there, you're not even in the left or the right. You're just over there somewhere.
Yeah, well, in terms of not biting my tongue, how's this for frankness? I wish I could pull the rope, the switch, on just about everybody in Congress. Because I think everybody in Congress, they're not just victims of their own stupidity. They're the ones who have perpetrated a great, great deception upon the American people. They're responsible for it. They're guilty of treason. Now, I just wish that they could be formally charged, investigated by the FBI or whatever agency should be in charge, have them on trial, have them convicted, and then notify me by special courier that I can come over to Washington and hang them or electrocute them or inject them with something that will make it painful as they're dying, so that it'll be a message to other people who want to be who want to become career politicians, as you say, Tony, that this kind of bullshit won't be stood for by the American people. Unfortunately, it won't happen. But that's just the way it is. Now, in terms of my libertarian bent, I wish people would vote for any independent, no Democrat, no Republican, because both sides are trying to control you. You, the American people, you, the idiots out there, the morons, the people who don't do research, the people who think that everything's going fine, or people who think that Obama's supposed to spend money, or that Romney is supposed to provide tax breaks. You don't know the whole story, and you naturally, again, the American people, the idiots, are going to vote either Democrat or Republican because they think that's the only choice available. It's not the only choice available. You can put in a write-in vote. You can take a look at the other people who are on the ticket. But, of course, since you're Limbaugh lovers, or your what's that broad's name? Doesn't matter. Democrat lovers, Republican lovers, you don't realize. You think the way you think because that's the way they want you to think. Welcome to 1984, you freaking morons.
But do you agree that in spite of whom they choose to vote for, do you think it's important for them to still speak up for a choice regardless?
If the choice is the right choice, otherwise they're being brainwashed to vote just because people say it's your right to vote, people have died to vote. What difference does it make if you're going to vote for the wrong person to put that person in power? Which
or
then,
not vote.
Huh?
That versus not voting at all.
Voting at all? I mean, not voting is basically the same thing. It's better than voting the wrong person in office, but people should take a look at the credentials, the qualifications of the people running for office. And if they don't have a person running for office that can do for this so-called republic the way that it should, write in somebody.
You see, though, to me, see, that's where the problem lies, because the people have lost faith in the whole process, being Democratic or Republican. So people just don't give a shit. So now nobody is really feeding into the whole voting process. So that kind of helped the powers that be do what they do for lack of participation or lack of opposition.
Oh, yeah. But again, even if they got up off the duff and they still voted, 99% of them would vote either Democrat or either Republican. And if you questioned anybody, your friends, your relatives, the people on Blog Talk Radio, why are you voting for this particular person? They'll give you a nice, general, nebulous, five-second TV spot answer. But if you go deeper into why they want that candidate is not going to be any different than the other candidate's point of view. Not significantly different. Even if they can, the people you talk to and question, even if those people could come up with some sort of difference. People don't know about politics.
Joe, if there's one thing that you would like, or two things you would like to put out there to tack on to that statement that people don't know enough about politics, what is the first suggestion everybody wants to know more about politics and politics.
I didn't hear you, Tony. What is the first what?
What is the first thing that you would suggest?
Oh, okay.
Somebody who's trying to know more about politics and politics, since you say they don't know, what is one of the first things you would say, okay, if you're going to dance, here are one of the rules to dancing. What would you say?
I would say get a DVD or a CD from Alex Jones. And the reason why I say that is because, not so much because I'm an Alex Jones fan, but because for people to get an idea of what this government is like, what the history of the republic is like, you can't do enough research between now and November to really come up with a sane idea. So, but if you see it's a two-hour movie which exemplifies the highlights of what's wrong with America, it'll make an impression. That's number one. Because he really highlights it. Some people would say he exaggerates it. I don't think he exaggerates in his movies. I think he exaggerates on his TV show. And then if you've been impressed by that CD, then the research. You have to have a brain. All the research in the world isn't going to do you any good. You have to be able to discern fact from fiction, and you have to know economics. So I would say take a look. There isn't any other single source that I could recommend the person to go to find out about how dangerous the Federal Reserve is. I had to get all my pieces from going to various sources and piece them together. There are some good sources out there, but somebody else could come along and take a look at the same source and say, well, how do I know that what this person is saying is true? So unless you have a good economics background, you don't know how insidious the Federal Reserve is. So I would say don't even get a CD. Go online to YouTube, look up Alex Jones, take a look at any one of his movies, in particular the Obama deception, because then people will take a look at he made this movie before Obama got voted in, made the oath after he became president, before he actually officially became president, and he made predictions about how bad Obama would do in the office. That was 3.5 years ago. Take a look at that CD, compare what he said in that CD to what Obama's done, and if you know economics, you'll be impressed. If you don't know economics, you will think that instead Obama's doing a great job because he's allocating millions for this cause, millions for that cause, another few million for this other cause, and people will think, he is allocating money towards this particular objective. He's doing good. But you don't know that you're paying for all that so-called free stuff, free research, out of your pocket or out of your mother's pocket or out of your neighbor's pocket in the form of taxes. If you knew economics, you would know nothing is free. Whatever the government spends, it had to borrow from China or it had to borrow from the Federal Reserve, and then they had to pay back that debt to China in the form of interest or in the Federal Reserve in the form by taxes. Our taxes have been going up. It's because of not just Obama, but all presidents. And people have to wake up to that.
I'll say that last part again, my learned colleague, because a lot of people act as though, you know, out of sight, out of mind. This is not an Obama or Bush or Clinton or Reagan situation. It's a combination of all the above and even further back. That is why we are where we are as a nation. Now, may not understand economics, but one of the first things K. Diddy said when Obama got elected was he wasn't buying the hype. Didn't you say that, K. Diddy?
Terrible thing.
He said that is the fall guy, that is the fall guy, that is the fall guy.
I remember. And anybody go ahead.
I wasn't here for that, so good for you, Tony. Good for you, Diddy. Not that I blame people for voting for him because he was black, first black president, you know. But you have to know economics, you have to know political history just to realize it doesn't matter if the next guy's Chinese or if it's a woman. Their agenda is to control everybody in America. That's their purpose. Evil, insidious, selfish, that's what politicians do.
Yes, indeed. Their own personal agendas, politicians. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe kind of came and put the icing on the cake and took it deeper, you know, into the wound that is out there. And that's what we're trying to tell you today. Your vote is the weapon that we have that we can still hurt the politicians with. Whatever your beef is, taxation, immigration, the financial crash, whatever it is, our ridiculous borrowing that is just out of control is an understatement. And also, when Joe just brought home another point when he said, when you hear of the government spending cash, it is our money. They are the biggest organized crime mob out there. That is our money that is getting spent. That is our money when somebody wants to build a bridge to nowhere for I forgot how much money it was. That is our money that is being spent. And they take and they take. I think, what is it the federal government takes from everybody who pays taxes? 30%, 33%, what is it?
The people who pay taxes probably pay, we're talking about the middle class, between 35 to 44%, including state tax, city tax, no matter what state you're in. For those who don't pay taxes, there are something like 140 million people who don't pay taxes in America. If my memory is correct, it's either 40 million or 140 million who don't pay taxes. Now, I'm all for nobody paying taxes because, again, it always boils down to the Federal Reserve. If you didn't have the Federal Reserve, you could actually have these programs that the government would want to fund, and you would not, as an American citizen, have to be taxed in order to fund it. But because the Federal Reserve exists, there's an agreement between the Federal Reserve and the United States government that whatever the government borrows, it borrows, and it has to pay back the interest to those who borrow. But in order to pay back the interest, they instituted the income tax. Without the Federal Reserve, without interest on the money which people borrow to give to the government, there is no need for the income tax. Therefore, people, your income would automatically be jumped up by thousands of dollars a year. For example, if you're making $100,000 a year, and with all tax credits, exemptions, everything, you still got to pay $45,000. Without the Federal Reserve, you can keep that $45,000 in your pocket. That's why economics, governmental economics, not the shit that we learn in school. I learned micro and macro economics. That doesn't concern politics. That only concerns economics on the on a production scale, on a commercial commerce scale. You have to know governmental economics. If you know that, then everything else falls into place.
Once again, we are just bearers of light. Go out and do the research for yourself. We want you to go out and learn. We want you to get to know more. One man, one vote. That's what today's show was about. Each one of us has agendas and blueprints of what our concerns are, but nonetheless, at the end of the day, anything that is divided will fall apart. Stop getting distracted by political ads and political rhetoric. Stop getting distracted by fear mongers. Stop getting distracted by hate mongers. Stop just getting distracted by the millionaires and billionaires. Like, you know, how much more money could the Koch brothers want? or Sheldon Adelson, and all these wonderful folks who have so much to say, who live in a completely different reality than us the have-nots. And even saying that, I'm not a proponent of Obama, because his agenda is most assuredly the agenda of those who put him in power. And yes, a whole lot of strings got pulled to get him where he came from to where he is now. And he owes them big money. Let's not even talk about a debacle that was the stimulus package.
That piece of shit. Those banks should have failed. Those banks should have gone under. Those banks should never have been allowed. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Because a lot of people are saying, the Democrats and the liberals are saying, well, you know, we need regulation. We need regulation. Hey, folks, here's something you don't know. Yes, the Glass-Steagall Act was repealed. Yes, the Glass-Steagall Act allowed the five biggest banks and a few more to do what they weren't allowed to do in the past by borrowing money from other banks or even from themselves probably, maybe even illegally, who knows, but to borrow money and to invest in commercial real estate, to invest in those CDOs, which then led to those banks having been, in effect, bankrupt when those investments went bad. If everybody remembers, 2007, 2008, home mortgage real estate crash, which caused them to lose billions of dollars. But what happened? They were lobbyists. Oh, they had lobbyists. Paulson, who was the Secretary of the Treasury at that time, was a former Goldman Sachs. Either he was the CEO. Oh. Yeah, he was the CEO, as a matter of fact.
Let's not even stir that pot up that one of the biggest damn culprits in the whole fiasco ended up as the Treasury Secretary.
Yeah.
And we, the people, sat on the sidelines twiddling our friggin' thumbs. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been so hoodwinked and bamboozled, it doesn't even make sense. We just got pimped for billions and billions of dollars, and then our tax-paying dollars were used to prop these banks up, who in turn are still robbing us blind. But you know what? We're going to cool the fires down for this Sunday show, and we're going to say, go out and read and research and get to understand one man, one vote. Are we just trying to shine the light a little bit on the cockroaches? Get your own flashlight. And if we all start shining our flashlights on the cockroaches, the beacon will burn brighter and brighter. I am afraid for what I see the future holds for my children. We can't keep borrowing money like this. If the United States government were a corporation, not only would it have been bankrupt and liquidated years ago, all remnants of it would have been friggin' demolished.
That's true. Very, very true. You see, the people, how would you like, you know, to make an analogy, how would you, to everybody out there listening, how would you like to have a credit card? You're making $100,000 a year. You have a credit card that's worth, let's say, $1 million, because it'd be $100,000, so they give you this $1 million card. So now you've maxed out the $1 million. You can't afford to pay back the interest payments on the $1 million debt. So what happens is, you're wondering, what's going to happen to me? And then all of a sudden you get a letter in the mail from the credit card company that gives you another $1 million credit. So you're going to say, what? All right, Santa Claus. So now you max out that $1 million, and you're paying about $50,000 a month, okay, in interest. And I'm just making that figure up. It could be $20,000 a month because you got $2 million maxed out. Who knows? I forget.
I don't know, but we're going to have to continue this for next week. I'm sorry to cut you off, Joe, but we like 36 seconds, and I want you to hold that thought to next week so you can finish that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, part two. We're deep in the political season. Thank Joe from Montana for joining us. He always has something to bring to the table. We're going to pick this up next week. We're just trying to shine some light, y'all. www.worldmovement.com. Anybody who has a chance, join us at Universal City, August 1st, Independent Entertainment Summit. And as always, we love you, man.
Welcome to Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping. That's right, Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping. Is your game leaking? Is your rap whack? Do you get dissed at parties? Are you passed over for the guys with the perms and the feline suits? Well, if you can catch a cold faster than you can catch a hoe, you need Tweed Cadillac School of Pimping.